got picked up.
That's fine.
We're just bullshitting, so it don't matter.
Shane's not even here yet. If he even shows up.
What else is new?
Oh, here we go. Yep, now the fun part. Gotta wait for the video to actually show up.
Oh, there it is.
Wow, it actually showed up. Sweet. It's about fucking time.
Oh, yeah, I should probably turn that down.
Yeah, just a little bit. Jeez. Yeah. Ah, my damn knee, you sumbitch.
Well, I would give you my phone, but I kind of need that for a tabulational device. Well, let's see. We've already got a wiki. We've already got a Ronin.
Well, that's kind of typical. Shane's not here.
Yeah, Shane ain't here yet,
which is
typical.
I'm always the last one. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Heard a door open and close. That should be Shane. Nope, maybe not. I don't know.
No. No, I think that was Nick's old lady going out to smoke.
Amanda's not going to be here.
Yeah.
She's going to be in Manunk.
Ooh. Yeah, gotta go
fucking
see them there fireworks.
Great Manunk.
Which reminds me, don't forget, it is the third, so make sure you leave out your milk and cookies for Captain America. Otherwise, you won't get any freedom.
Yeah, that's true. No freedom for you, damn it.
Yeah.
What the
America.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, just stop. Dennis.
And to be fair, no, you're not super early. You're right on time there.
Oh, cool. My phone is being
Stone Cold Bill Logan. Wow. Wow. To be
Stone
fair,
Cold.
Not wrong.
Stone Cold.
No, completely Stone Cold. Wrong, because he can't be Stone Cold Bill Logan. He can't drink beer.
Well, to be fair, Stone Cold didn't drink beer either. He would take two cans, yeah, he'd pop them, smash them together, and pour them over his face. Now, he would drink some of
the
beer.
Yeah, but Bill can't have
maybe,
some.
Maybe like
if
a
any
sip.
If any gets in Bill's mouth, his whole fucking body goes into fuck you mode.
I mean,
can't
yeah,
have
that's
it.
True. It's very true. Well, chat, are you glad to join me on the last third shift I get to work tonight? Before I get to take over the new position at work and go, hey, I got sent our review recording on Saturday. Not working that Saturday. Because I'm going to write the fucking schedule and make sure I don't work that Saturday.
It's fucking...
So say bye-bye to Sleepy Seth.
Humid is a motherfucker today.
Yes.
It's only 74 fucking degrees. It's not that hot. It's just muggy. Very
yes.
Fucking muggy.
It is. It's
how muggy
joke.
Is it?
Really fucking muggy.
No, the correct answer
is not half as muggy as my dick.
No.
That is not the line, Seth.
No, the correct answer is Thief from Final Fantasy I.
Oh.
That's how muggy it is.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it that one.
Give me your fucking money, you stupid bitch.
No, that's not a joke, because literally in the sprites from Final Fantasy I on the NES.
Good. Someone gets to feel Nick Payne.
Right. But no, for the sprites on the NES for Final Fantasy I. Thief is bigger, like taller and wider than Fighter.
Yep.
So we refer to him as Mugger.
Yeah, he ain't Thief. He's give me your GP
give me
or
your
HP
or else.
Yeah, I remember the days of the Drunkadin. I miss those days, especially with how bad shit's been going on for the last 2 weeks.
Yes,
understandable.
Lost 3 family members in 2 weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has not been a good 2 weeks.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that one completely. Although, on the bright side, I wasn't able to get any fucking sleep on Thursday night before I could go into work because my nephew was born.
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep going into work Thursday night either because... I had to stay over, and then I got forced in early.
Let me see if I can.
It's like, yeah.
There's the creepy alien.
It's a cute, creepy alien.
Yeah,
kill it with fire.
Neato.
Yeah.
Easy, just catch.
I feel bad for the little dude.
I know. He exists in our world.
Like always.
Well, there's that, but I was going to say he's a Lovell. I feel bad for him.
Like always, if you guys are just getting in here, we usually kill about the first 10 minutes making sure that we have all members and we're set, and then whoever's going to actually come in and watch the stream and whatnot. And we stream at the same time all the time. It's always at 10. So
I'm just kind
of so yeah, like
10 a.m. Central Time, not actually here in America.
Yeah, 10 a.m. CST.
When will I do a Gundam review? I am currently, I'm about to start fixing this channel, and when I do that, I'm going to be taking the RX-78 one-year war review, and I'm basically going to be deleting it off of this server and putting it on my channel and running all the Gundam reviews on Fandom with Reploid Bill, because...
Gold Ranger down!
Because while I imagine that they would fit here, and they probably, and they would be okay, I don't know how to explain this. Like
the other way,
this channel, I've been fighting for a long time about whether or not to change this channel back to Fandom Night or leave it as the Sentai Review. And this is basically what we post here: is all the Sentai, all the Kamen Rider, all the so it's just
superheroes.
Yeah, and the superheroes and whatnot. So I'm thinking that stuff that's more tailored towards me is just going to go over to my channel, and that's where I'm going to host it.
And now you're being asked which of the guys would be comfortable reviewing Gundam with you.
Not it.
Scott is a definite out.
That's actually, I'm going to be honest with you right now, that's another reason I'm moving it to my channel, is because I don't want Scott in my review.
Damn.
I don't want to be in it either.
Good, because I don't want you in my Dead or Alive reviews either. 0.5 is not okay. Unforgivable to
point
this
five
day
is for the fucking controls.
No, hell to the fucking no.
No, no. 0.5 is to them putting fucking Tekken in goddamn Smash. Fucking no. I literally watched it. I was like, no.
Go ruin a fighting guy. What fucking mobile suits at guy? I know Ack guy. I know the Are You Boo 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 guy that's kind of like Ack guy, but he's got the fucking huggy arms. It's all right. I got to make fun of Ronan because he's nursing a hangover like I used to all the time.
I remember those days.
So now, now he gets to understand the suffering that I went through.
Yeah, well, I don't think I've ever had a hangover in my life. Why? Because I was smart. When I was learning to drink at like 16 and 17, I used to cut my vodka with fucking Gatorade or Powerade. So never got a hangover. Then I got used to the alcohol. So fuck that noise. No hangover. Done with your shit.
I didn't get hangovers until I turned 25. From then on, it was downhill. I could have like 6 beers in a night and wake up feeling like shit. I don't like it.
To be fair, I got irritated. I ended up buying some freezer pops the other day. They're booze filled freezy pops.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bill can't have those.
Well, I can't have half of them either because I didn't realize half of them have orange.
Yes.
And then the other one is a vodka mule, and fuck that noise. Because that
as
ginger
right
is
now,
fucking killing me.
As of right now, everybody's here
except for Shane.
Nope, Shane. Just pulled
up. Yeah, Shane just pulled up.
Well, Shane gets
that,
to sit
that's the loud noise
there.
Coming out Bill's window. You guys probably can't hear.
Yep. Well, Shane screwed up, so he gets to sit there.
Yeah, Shane gets the door. Which means when puppies decide to break into the room,
he's the one that has
to play
guard. He
gets knocked over from puppies trying to enter the room.
So. Oh, now we're getting awful close. Today we are going to be going over this Garo. Is it Garo?
Garo.
Garo. Garo?
I don't know.
I would assume it's
Garo.
Garo.
Is there a reason it's all capital? Is
to
it
piss
some kind
you
of,
off.
Is it like an acronym thing or something? Or
God awful writing officers. I don't know. I had nothing for the O. I had the first three.
He had it, and then he stumbled hard at that O. He was like, damn it, my joke.
My joke is dead.
My joke is dying.
I'm stumbling, and there's a cliff coming. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck it. I rolled the one. I fell off the cliff. But I did roll a 20 on my middle finger. So as I die, a rocket goes off into the sky, and 1,000 tiny fingers rain upon you.
Okay, so welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 251. Is that right?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because
too
normally,
many fucking episodes.
Well, it's because normally we do two every week that we get together, and last time we just did Scarlett Johansson the whole time.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Like, it's okay, when we say like 251, though, you really got to stop and think.
All right, Mike McVay wins.
That's even wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
10,000 Shane stream points.
If you want to get crazy, if you want to get really crazy about the 251, we've been podcasting for a long fucking time. And if you add the podcasts that we've done, like the Legacy Review and all that other shit that we've done, we're probably well over 2,000 episodes by now.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah.
Especially because we did the Final Fantasy Legacy
twice.
Then we did the Final Fantasy Legacy again.
Yep.
And then we did parts of the Final Fantasy Legacy again.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I remember two times all the way through.
Two times all the way through,
but
we did a few extras here and there when certain games released.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we went back for like 15.
Could have swore we... It feels like we did it more than twice.
We had to go back for 14, and we had to go back for 15. Because when we had started it, 14 wasn't even a fucking thought yet.
No, it was.
It wasn't. By the time we got to 14, it had released and was gone. Because we did the first Final Fantasy Legacy through, and we didn't make it. We got to
14
like,
in its current instance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we got to nine, and then we stopped, and then took forever. And so then we just restart the whole thing. And by the time we restarted, there were technically already two 14s.
Yep.
And we reviewed both of them.
Okay.
Because we talked about the first 14.
Right.
And then we went back again to talk about the other 14.
Right.
The Realm Reborn shit.
Yep. Yep. As it is now.
Only two people in the group played the vanilla original 14, and it was not good.
Right. No, I remember that. But yeah, because all the old Reploid production shit, and then going into the Fandom Night, and then, God.
I also remember when we used to have four chairs.
Shit. Yeah.
And then I broke them all.
It's true. Then we had the couch.
Yeah, then we had the couch.
Because that was harder to break. It still got broke, but it was harder
to
break.
That wasn't me.
No, it wasn't.
I did not break that.
The couch did break.
Yeah.
That's right.
But my ass was not the one that destroyed it.
No.
So, let's go into this. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin.
What's up?
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay. A disclaimer. Microsoft Word. Okay, disclaimer is out of the way.
Damn, that's already one done. Fuck, we're trucking.
We're trucking right along.
Damn, record time. Shit, we might get some hangout time.
Fuck.
Damn.
Moving so fast.
All right, what's this folder?
Hold on.
Kicking ass.
Hold on, no, we can't move that fast, though, because then if we do, we might break all of time and space and reality. Flash taught us that.
I don't give a fuck. Let's do this. With bees, goddammit.
I can't read the disclaimer.
Time.
It's been destroyed. Okay. Garo, base form, the lost shine form.
You know what? I like this idea. We should put a yeet counter. Holy shit, that dude looks dope.
Fucking sick.
Fucking Dark Knight Cecil was fucking gold.
Let us finally start
chaos.
A motherfucking rider.
Yeah, actually, fuck, that's
is
chaos,
this,
motherfucker.
Is this rider? What is this?
Please tell me this is an
actual
rider.
I was probably part of the thing we got rid of.
Holy
shit.
Rid
of the disclaimer.
Wait, Bill, think about it. I said, let's do this with bees. Look at his colors.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yes! I called it for once!
Oh, he's fucking sick!
He's dope as fuck!
Oh, yes!
Okay, you know what? I don't
Holy
give a fuck!
Shit!
Do not give a fuck! This dude gets a Genesis!
Lost Shine!
Give this motherfucker a 10.
No, that's sick as
yep,
shit.
Yep, yeah. this dude gets a 10. That's the Genesis from Nick.
That right there looks like a serious Yoshimitsu.
Yeah.
Like for Soul Calibur, if you made a serious Yoshimitsu.
That's why I said he's like a super version of the... He's the Dark Knight Cecil with a Battleizer. That's what this man is.
Okay, we are witnessing a thing. Is this him forming?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So the armor comes out of like a...
fucking alternate pocket dimension.
Okay, I know that was meant to be really cool. I know it's meant to be really cool. And I'm supposed to sit here and I'm supposed to be like, guys, that was fucking really cool. Because it was really cool. But let me also bring this back to something from your childhood as to what this actually looks like. When a bunch of armor pieces fly all around you and then connect and then you kind of shine and become... That's Gizmo Duck.
I'm all right with that.
Blathering blather sky.
He has a fucking straight up DuckTales transformation.
I liked fucking Gizmo, all right?
I did like Gizmo Duck, but I just want to bring that up. So, wow. I wasn't expecting to start like that. This dude is sick as shit.
That's why I gave him a Genesis. The motherfucker's a 10. Starting off strong, everything's downhill from here.
Man, I don't know. If this is only one form, it really makes me wonder. This could be a really cool fucking series. Please! Please, damn it. Be a cool fucking series. Oh, look at that. I'm booming.
We can't bring back the disclaimer. Build through it into the ether and destroyed it so it is gone.
I cannot open up a Microsoft Word document. I refuse to pay $90 to get a fucking text program. And I didn't want to sit here and convert it to something else in real time while we were live. I'm sorry, it's gone.
Yeah, you want us to read a disclaimer? Put it in Notepad.
Yep, make it a .txt, be done with it.
And we might read it.
Like, I'm not going to do it. Not right now. This guy's fucking solid as shit. So, you're already dropping a 10. Where are you guys
Don't
at?
Care. This dude is
That's
awesome.
That's what I'm debating as to whether I should drop the 10 or just give him a straight 5, hoping maybe something else will be cooler.
That's kind of where I'm sitting.
Yeah.
Because this is the first thing we've seen.
That's okay. I will be the one that bringeth him up.
I'm going to sit at a 5. This
Shane,
guy is
though,
solid as shit.
Shane should totally drop a Genesis with me because Dark Knight Cecil was his favorite Cecil.
I'm loving that mask. His
fucking
design
Shane,
is solid.
Dude.
That armor
look
is
that
really
man.
Fucking nice. Black and gold is a proven color scheme. He looks like he can move. This is incredibly fucking solid. That sword is sick as shit. I like everything about this. Five is an easy. That's where it's difficult to know whether I should go higher. I'm 5. This is fucking sick as shit.
Scott, what you got, buddy?
Okay, Ronan.
So cool.
That's still 8 hours of talking, but I'll read it and I'll give them the abridged version.
Abridged.
Should be fucked, yo. Done. You wanted abridged. I gave you the abridged.
Right. Did we get the scores? Are we?
I gave it a 10, a 5, and a 5. I haven't heard anything from Shane or Scott yet.
Scott's kind of just staring at him, just going, he's pretty cool, but I don't know how cool.
3-5.
Like, 3-5, really?
You would. You would drop a 3-5.
Man, it's a good thing I dropped a Genesis.
I think this is cool.
This is fucking awesome. Compared to most of the goddamn writers we see, yeah, no, fuck those. This dude is awesome.
I would have been fine with him appearing as a bad guy. If he's a good guy, that's even more shocking. If he's a hero character, that's fucking sick.
If he's a bad guy, then technically that was my villain for this episode.
And like you said, he does give off like a Dark Knight feeling, like something out of Final Fantasy.
Yep. And that's why I fucking like him.
All right. So what are you giving, Scotty?
4.
Okay. Well,
so to me, it's 4. Cool, but it's not the extreme cool.
Okay, so this man is so a 5.5.
Yes!
And I'll go ahead and I'll read bits and pieces of this.
God damn it.
So what Ronan sent me directly through Discord...
He is a hero character.
Garo was a show created back in 05.
Irrelevant.
It was supposed to be a one and done.
Irrelevant.
But it was supposed to be a TV MA Toku series that has the three Bs, Blood, Breasts, and Beasts. In which you won't see the titties
big
or the...
Big booty bitches. Got it.
Yep, right. Big booty bitches.
He said, thanks to all the figures and all the merchandise making money along with the movie, it became a full-fledged franchise.
Like every franchise in history.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you gotta
sell the toys
to get the show.
Exactly. Franchise is divided into different eras. Duh. But he kept the folder simple.
Thank God.
And he did not include any of the anime continuities.
That's
nor
fine.
The different eye colors for each one of the guys.
Oh my God, thank you for that.
And to answer
that,
the dreaded,
we'd have been pissed at
he
that.
Said,
because
and to answer
every
the
single
dreaded
one
question,
that changed color eyes
every
would
single
have started
one
getting
would,
dropped
every single
zeros.
One would have started getting zeros because that's
right.
Fucking irritating.
He said, and to answer the dreaded question, yes, there are folders within folders. So calm the calamity that is thine memories. Most of these pictures are from either
it's
the
contained.
Wiki. Google, or screen grabbed by himself.
Shut your tits!
Wiki, just send me the text documents and just say what
just
folder
label,
they're for.
Yeah, just label yeah. Which ones. Just change the name to thisfuckingshow.txt.
Well, we got to get the looking at this person. That was the Lost Shine form, and damn, it was sweet. So let's check out... I believe this is a is
show?
This a show form or is it a shower form?
Shower form.
Let's look at it. Oh, okay. All right.
He's pretty cool.
He basically went to all gold.
He's like more of a fucking demon man now.
He's relatively the same thing.
Just
oh, his
really
face
gold.
Changed. I think his face
yeah,
changed.
He's got a demon head now.
Yep. I'm going to see something that'll bring it down probably, but I'll wait.
Nah. Oh, it's a wolf.
Oh,
okay.
I don't
Demon
hate that.
Wolf man.
I don't hate
yeah.
that. That's really cool.
I just don't dig all the gold.
I'm going to give you that. I'm not a fan of
so
it being
gonna
all gold.
So it's
going to
lose points for that.
But I
like,
do like
some gold is cool.
I do like its initial design. The sculpt of it is really sharp. Especially because you get used to watching these shows and the sculpts are very obviously toy plastic.
Right.
And it can be it can mess with you. But that is,
that is
really
way
fucking
better.
Solid.
The articulation is very good on it.
Yes. Unbelievable amount of detail in something that was, crazy good. Okay. So, okay, here he is. He is all gold. I'm going to say this. His armor from neck down, that's Siegfried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
Soul
not,
Calibur
it's just
3.
Not that, it's just, no. 4. It's not blue. It's not that
yeah.
crystal color.
Remember
when he was
four,
all crystal color and
that's
everything
right.
kind of came off of him and he got those shoulder pads?
Not Nightmare Siegfried
not
is
nightmare.
What we're talking
yeah,
about.
Not Nightmare. That's what I get off this guy.
I like
he's
it.
Just not the same color.
I like it, but the gold is detracting a lot, so he gets a 4.5.
I'm going to say the gold hurts him. I still really like the design. I am very impressed at the amount of detail that is put into the armor. That is legitimately impressive for something that could have been a couple of plates on this guy and we move the fuck on because that's what we do with a lot of this shit.
Right.
We just do enough to get him by. And if he looks cool, he looks cool enough for what we need to do. But, like, that's an extreme amount of detail. Somebody gave a shit. Mm-hmm. And for that, even though I disagree with the old gold, I'm willing to drop a 4 still and stay very much on the high. I think this is impressive, especially after we've gone through so many enemies and so many writers and so many Sentai characters that get the bare minimum of gives a shit. Here's a plastic shoulder pad.
Yep.
Right.
Like, it's impressive work.
This is a breath of fresh air episode.
Yes.
Right.
Now, so far.
But yeah, so
oh,
far.
No, I don't give a fuck about the rest of it. We started on a high note. Everything is downhill from here. I already knew
that's
this.
That's why I haven't said my thing yet until all the scores get in.
Right.
You're fine.
Now, to be fair, I would agree with Nick at the 4.5, but I do have to give him a little bit of some extra brownie points. So I'm going to give this one a 4.8, because while the gold does detract heavily, the fact that the minimalism with the black actually does kind of add to everything and kind of make the gold pop a little bit more.
He's holding the sheath.
Right.
It took me a second to even realize that because that picture was too fucking gold and shiny.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, that's cool.
Right.
And his sword is even fucking detailed.
Yep, exactly. That's what I was going to say. The detailing on the sword, I noticed that adds. And the mask itself, it's a kitsune.
On this,
which is a demon fox.
On this,
I'm down
also,
with that.
This also adds small areas of silver to his gleam here. He's not
right.
He's not all gold. It's just that anytime they're adding effects, he's very gold. But he has small areas of silver that are laced in with everything that's standing him out. That's why this picture is so damn good. The teeth being silver, the eyes being red, the silver thing on top of his head here.
Right.
All the accents are done in a silver lining.
Right.
I'm legitimately impressed.
Exactly. So that's why I said, like, I have to knock him down a bit because, yeah, there is a little bit too much with the gold, but everything else, like, accents it to hell and back, so it looks really fucking good. So once again, we're waiting on a Sleepy Shane and a Scott, because Scott doesn't want to make a reference.
3.5.
Fucking hating. Okay, make your reference.
Okay, go back to the first picture. When I first saw this pop up, I know there's no cloak, but I swear I saw Skeletor from the Masters
Dude,
of the Universe.
Dude, that
movie.
Would not have detracted
yeah, that
from
have detracted.
Him.
Okay. That
I would have given him
something.
More
okay.
points.
I'd have been okay
because,
with that.
Because
okay.
I would have went,
right.
He-Man! I mean...
He-Man! I mean...
Garo!
Yeah.
So. I'll get you, Riders! See, you assume we
now
hate
you make
that.
Me
no,
want to go home and play
Skeletor.
Undertale.
Skeletor is fucking great. He's one of the greatest cartoon villains ever. He's right up there with Mumra.
Although, to be fair, that may change, I don't know, but yeah, because, what is it, next week or some shit for the Netflix?
I can't wait.
I think
right?
so.
Yeah.
It's the only He-Man property I've ever looked forward to in my entire life.
Same.
Resident Evil, I think the
damn,
Into
so
Darkness
close
comes
to,
out
so
Wednesday.
Close to breaking the glass, 4.16.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's check out the dark form.
Oh, he's going dark.
Oh, that's a giant scary wolf thing. That's kind of neat.
Giant scary wolf thing, and now his colors
will
change.
It's going to fuse with it, yeah.
Wonder if the armor changes or if it's a color thing.
If it's a color thing, I would be disappointed. Yeah, it's a color thing.
It's a slight color?
I mean, it helps
for
him.
Now it's
okay,
a slight color.
As far as I'm seeing, it's a color variation, which is fine because color can sometimes make a real difference, especially like the big thing that was hurting that guy right
Holy
there.
Holy shit, he's Batman!
Give him a cape is cool. Give him a cape is cool.
Yeah.
I'm Batman. All right, so technically all they did was add a bat cape and give him some darkness.
Okay, so this is a really good shot for it. So right. We got the cape, which the cape is good. I actually the cape is real good. And all the dark, all the black, it makes the silver and the gold areas really shine out more. And
yeah,
I actually think it helps him because
honestly,
all the gold was
picture,
a little jarring.
In that picture, the gold almost looks more like a brass or bronze now.
Right.
So I like that a lot more. So I'll give this dude a 4.9. This dude's pretty fucking good.
I'll go up a little bit more. I'll go up to a 4.3.
Now, I wish I knew what Garo translated to in English, because I know what Yami,
wolf.
So it's...
I well, believe it's wolf.
That means Garo would be wolf, and then Yami is darkness. So it's the darkness wolf.
Okay.
I can check.
4.5.
Damn, hold on. All right, what about you, sleepy boy?
What caption? Oh, we saw that.
No, he said the captions are at the top left. Or maybe top right. I don't fucking know.
Because he's Batman.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I already knew we were going to make that joke.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, wait a minute.
Garo five. Is Fanged Wolf, okay. Is what they say.
Shingus, okay. Five.
Okay. It's the first picture I've seen that gave me a hard on. So that's what I look for.
Man. 4.72. And if you're looking for that, you need to be on Twitter.
It's time to wake up.
I got a few accounts I can give you.
It's time to wake up and get excited about this guy. What's going to get you excited? Versus Road. Oh, I'm sorry I lied to you.
3-5.
What's up with this fucking android dude?
I really didn't mean
fucking
to lie.
Cock blocking,
I did. I apologize.
It is cock blocking.
You did. I was all hard and shit.
I know.
Now
I was really working it, too.
This is...
I'm giving C-3PO Garo a 3.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that is really bad.
Fucking T-posing.
Yeah, that's really bad after what we just saw.
I'm going to give it a 2.5. I'm not as generous. After seeing such great epicness, this one had too high of a bar to nail, and they dropped severely.
I will say a lot
of
his,
it's cool, kind of.
A lot of his plate design and everything like that is very Iron Man-esque, and that's fine. But, like, it just, I'm not feeling it. That one, I think this one hurt him pretty bad. I think I'm going to fall all the way down to, like, a 2.8.
Yeah, and I'm at a 3.5. So, man. All right, 3.06. Move on.
What? YouTube didn't give you the notification for this. Did you remember to ring the bell?
Ring the bell.
Yep.
Sorry, had to
Not
do it.
Not that it actually fucking matters.
No, it doesn't.
Notice,
no.
But ring the bell.
No.
Gotta crack the normal like, YouTuber joke. Come
yeah,
on.
I'll get
ring
like
the bell,
one out of
the... Put the thumb on that motherfucker.
Yeah. I'll get like one out of the 8 review tech fucking notifications throughout the week.
If
I'm
that.
Like, motherfucker. At least I got the one to know we at least posted today, so...
Damn it. Oh my!
I'm not too sure about that.
Perhaps, to be fair, Ronan did say that this is TVMA with a lot of titties running around, so I mean...
But she has no openings.
She has no openings.
From the front.
From the front. Oh, shit.
You gotta go around to the back.
He's going around to the back. Prepare yourself.
Just bend over, spread your butt cheeks, and say, I'm ready.
Pretty much.
Whoa, what the fuck is that?
Man, let us get to these villains. I'm so
that
tired
looks
of
fucking
Bryce.
Cool.
So tired
to be
of
fair,
shitty mask guys.
To be fair, like Ronan said, there's going to be lots of titties, so I'm presuming the villains may have some.
A few
of them will be from the top up
I'm
only.
I'm just looking forward to getting to villains that aren't shitty mask guys. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Well, I think we're still in the 70s, so it's going to be a lot of shitty
Whoa.
Mask guys for some time.
That's actually kind of cool.
That is awesome,
yeah.
Having the helmet off. I like
yep,
that.
Yep, I do too. That's solid.
So I think this is your base Gaur.
That very much looks like he could have been, you know, like your standard RPG.
Hero.
I'm saying PlayStation 1 era RPG, Dragoon era type stuff.
Maybe 2. There were some dudes
well, I'm not
in
saying
PS2
graphic-wise.
Era.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
dude, what the shit?
Show me
Mitch
your titties.
Just has some art.
Yeah.
Some art, motherfucker. Let her go.
I say, like... potion seller, give me your strongest potions.
You don't have enough gold for that.
This dude is over here like, that is not a happy tree I see.
Bitch, you best be going to get back to Bob Ross. Gallop a trot,
okay,
motherfucker.
Like
he gets a
he,
horse.
I like that he gets a horse.
And it's armor-plated. Oh, actually, I think it's probably a mechanical horse. Probably mechanical.
This is my horse.
Yeah, look
oh,
at my
shit.
Horse. It's
my
fucking
horse.
Amazing.
My horse is amazing.
Okay, so that's how he... his transformation is kind of weak.
Bajah!
Not that I'm expecting too much, but he just fucking... Okay.
He just stands there.
That's fine.
He's all right. He's all right.
What are we doing here?
I'm assuming...
A finishing move, probably.
Oh, he's on fire. Okay, that's...
He's got green fucking spirit
summoning,
fire.
He's summoning
his
owning...
Sword get longer!
He's
Kuwabara!
Oh, shit.
He's
Onimusha-ing.
No, motherfucker.
Oh.
Light this bitch up.
Okay. Okay, wait a second. You're kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
You just literally went all crazy on fire.
He's still
cut
not
that dude
done.
In half. He's still not. He's like, fucking dude. Oh, we're not done? Oh, never mind. Okay, we are done. Because now we're back to the start of the clip. I was going to say, what the shit?
Line this shit up again. Line another blunt up.
You know, just...
Good luck getting
away. Oh, it fucking chased him.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
I'm getting
was,
the fuck out of it.
Cool.
No, you ain't, bitch.
No, you're not.
Homing blade beam of doom.
I already told you, it's the Onimusha. You take the fucking red sword, and then you go, oh, fucking magic time. You just cut the shit out of everything.
Okay, so this is what I'm assuming is the base form, is what we're looking at here.
More than likely.
So, what are you thinking on the base form?
Four.
I'll give it a 4.2. Not a 4.2, but a 4
no,
as well.
I figured.
Yep, 4 as well. I'm fine with that. I'll stay at a 4. I really
this is
do,
the base form, too.
I really
that's
do
what they're
dig.
Saying, so
I'll
this
give
is
it a 4.
A solid base.
Yeah, it's a solid base. Especially for what is added on
one
to it, which is more...
One of us.
More than anything
one
else.
You already know what Shane's going to give it.
It's a lot yeah, of the... more or less every time he transforms, it's a lot of color grading, though. Well, no, he does get added armor here and there.
Yeah, his armor does change.
Yep.
4.5.
Oh!
You fucking son of a bitch.
He did it to fuck with you.
Yeah, no. 4.1. From fucking asshole. All right. Moving on.
This dude's a 4.1. Man, it's about time we got some decent fucking,
you know what I'm about.
Rider
yeah,
stuff.
Lost soul beast form. We're going to look at these before we do the awakening this time.
What the fuck? Whoa. Beast mode! He's got four fucking arms!
He does.
Mm-hmm.
It still doesn't make sense.
All right. It's not Garo now, it's Goro.
No, it's lame.
I don't see forearms there.
I didn't see forearms there. All right, maybe it was just an illusion.
See,
he looked like he had four
here.
Motherfucking arms.
Oh. Yeah, constipated.
I was about to say, gotta take a shit.
Oh, there goes the shit.
So, is this, I'm curious, and we won't really know, nor do I care to necessarily look into it, but like, are we to assume this is like a werewolf type of thing, or does he just do this, I wonder?
Mm.
Either way, we're just grading the form, but.
Right.
So what are you thinking?
Three. I'll give it a 3.5.
Yeah, I'll go down to it. Well, okay. Uh, 2.7. There's something about this that's not... I really enjoy his base knight form type of thing. Him turning into like a big monster man thing doesn't really do... I guess... We'll just say I'm not an Animorphs guy or whatever. You get the idea. I don't care about man turns into werewolf, man turns into fish monster thing. I don't care.
3.8. What about you, Shane?
That's terrible.
I'll say that it was unnecessary to give him a big monster.
It's kind of a high risk, high reward type form.
I know why this bothers me. It took me a second to really think about it. I know exactly why it bothers me. Because when I see him transform, and I look at that monster right there, and the fact that you were referencing PlayStation 2, I know exactly why I don't like this.
Why?
Bloody Roar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that fucking game.
That's a high risk, high reward form right there. If he stays in it too long, he dies.
So, I guess I'm not being fair, because I'm remembering all the bad times I had with Bloody Roar games.
Three.
Three.
Fair enough. Okay, so number three, number divide by
3.2, moving on.
Okay, let's go check out the Light Awakening Beast form. Now, I like his tail.
His tail is pretty sweet. He's interesting. What the fuck happened to... What? What?
He has a big compensation anime and fucking anime sword right there.
Did he also have fucking Wolverine claws? Alright, it's...
Yep. Yes, yeah. He does.
The Wolverine claws make more sense. That sword, although looks cool, is not functional.
He broke the mold, though, because, like...
It's functional if you come from, like, a PlayStation anime world and you're going to be the protagonist of an RPG and you need a giant compensation sword to do one fucking attack.
But remember,
and it takes forever for you to get that fucking attack.
Remember that there's also 3.5
for patch, Gowro.
There's also a requirement.
The
more fucked up your hair is, the bigger your fucking weapon is.
That's true. And his hair, with my hair this fucked up, and my sword this fucking
big,
I am the clear winner of this competition.
Bill, you get a pocket knife then, right?
Damn right.
Bill gets a bitch pocket
knife. I get a pocket knife now.
Oh, man! I downgraded my sword level. Fuck!
Yeah.
Wait, I got epic emo-esque hair now, so I guess I get edgy sword?
Great, you're a Dark Knight.
Let's go, bitches. I mean, got this edgy sword.
Fucking be like, all right, Nick has joined the field. He's like, life is pain.
So what are you giving this guy?
Fucking hate everything.
3.8.
I'll give him a 3.7, fuck it.
Still falling into them twos now. I'm not liking these.
Somebody's saying
forms.
Epion, but that's probably because of the tail.
2.7 also. I don't know. There's something about this monster form stuff for him that I'm not digging.
And that's my problem is like I'm having difficulty scoring because like when it comes down to his combat prowess, just simply from what it is I'm seeing on him. Like he already gets to run around with a normal fuck you Buster sword. But now he's got the Wolverine claws that literally retract and extend, and he can snicked at you like a motherfucker. But he's got blades on his fucking bat wing things.
Yeah, he's
now.
Got fucking shoulder blades.
He can literally, like, alien tail whip you, like, just fucking pull a xenomorph and wrap his tail around
he's
your
probably
neck.
Sick as shit. I'll
right.
bet you
what
in
I,
combat,
what
in
see,
motion, I'll bet you it's awesome.
Right,
what I'm seeing is his first form was a big powerhouse. Big arms, fucking fuck
right.
you punches.
Yep.
This guy looks more elegant, speed. He's probably quicker than shit.
Yeah, but which... but for the fact that he's not supposed to be human at this point, I'm pretty sure that's the
right.
only reason it works. Because if you put a dude
mm-hmm.
in that
yeah.
get-up, he's not very agile.
Right.
No, but...
So he's
and
definitely
of course...
he's definitely a monster creature thing now.
And of course, now you fucking said the speed thing... And... I'm staring at his legs with the fucking chocobo feathers everywhere.
He does. He so does.
Well, somebody actually just said that his forms are just Vincent Valentine limit breaks.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Temporary forms.
Which I guess that's true because the Dark Gowro or Gowro Yami or whatever the fuck it was Batman. And technically
yeah.
the final limit break
so
for
I'll
Vincent
go, I'll
Valentine's
go
3.5. The devil.
So he's a 3.44. Like,
chaos,
yeah, move on.
It's chaos. I mean, he looks like fucking.
He looks like
the devil with fucking bat wings. So,
okay,
well, if he's chaos, he needs to be careful.
It's time for the winged form.
Some old guy's gonna be after.
He has wings.
He's an angel. He's a wolf angel.
He's had his Red Bull.
There you go. Mm. I hate Red Bull.
What?
It tastes so nasty. I think it's the pineapple. Maybe I should stab the next one with the pen, though.
Okay.
This is for his angelic battles.
I get it.
Pineapple pen.
I hate that fucking song.
Okay.
I mean, he's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'll give him a 4. The wings are kind of neat, but eh.
Hold on, Nick broke my brain. I have to remember what I'm looking at.
I'm kind of wondering why this guy is dying on me. I really am. Like, every form I see is just... Almost feel like we shouldn't have seen that really cool shit first.
Well, see, now he went down. Well, now he went down in quality
is,
with this.
He is wearing because
angel
wings.
I'm not digging the wings, in all honesty. I get the idea that he could
plain
fly
wings.
And shit, but.
One guy in the chat was like, he went from Epion to Wing Zero, which is a downgrade.
Oh, somebody said,
gross.
And they're on the right way. And I was like, well, they're angel wings. It's kind of difficult to put them on the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm sure
those would not work whatsoever.
Yeah, it's hard to take angel chicken wings and fucking put them on upside down.
Because you're not taking flight.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of Wing Zero.
You never were.
No.
You're not even a fan of Epion.
I'm fine with Endless Waltz Wing Zero. I'm okay with that.
That's Angel Wing.
And I like Wing. I'm not a big fan of Wing Zero.
And somebody even said it's basically just the base armor with wings. And honestly, the wings detract from it.
And I actually think that the wings detract from it. They seem... I don't know how to explain it.
I don't care for it myself.
I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know why.
But it's not bad looking. So
that's
right. How you get to 3.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 3.7.
Well, I rated his base form at like a 4.5, so.
Yeah. Right.
I rated it at 3.5.
He's a 3.6 with his chicken wings.
With his chicken wings.
With his wings.
This goddamn
we going to get some wings.
Master form.
Ooh, I disagree with you wholeheartedly on that one.
What?
He's got a cloak.
Frozen Ninja says, Endless Waltz had the only good heavy arms. Ooh, no.
Ooh,
no. Every heavy arms was good. Every heavy arms was solid. I think that is a solid design from start to finish.
What was this again, Bill?
Master form.
This is the master form.
He's the base armor with the normal cloak. Sword's
a little
silver.
Different, but...
Yeah.
And a little more silver. That's kind of it.
He just has slightly more detail.
Yeah, I'm noticing
more
detail.
I mean, the silver's giving more detail, but honestly, it looks the same for the most part.
3.5.
I mean, I'll give him a 4. He's not bad looking.
Yeah, he's fine. 4.
My thing is, though, is that these guys are
somebody's
these
like
guys
Night
are
Goldar.
Good looking, but to me, they're just not.
He's not an ape, though.
Not
well,
me.
Since I'm the last one, I'm going to give him a 4.5 so we can cheat the Price is Right score. He's a 4.
The first one really did impress me, and it's actually hurting me now that I'm looking at the other stuff, and it's not.
Why didn't we go with those before?
It's not hitting me the same way.
It's like you were served cake right off the bat, and they're like, okay, you
and now
your cake.
Here's your liver
here's
and
your
onions,
Brussels
bitch.
Here's your fucking bologna sandwich.
You're like, why am I downgrading for quality food?
Here's your hot dog.
Huh. Prometheus?
That's kind of neat.
I like
he's got
that.
A spear, and he's got the fucking,
Chinese
saint rings.
I think this is called the phosphorus form.
Phosphorus
yeah, let me look real quick.
Well,
yeah,
it was literally on the picture.
That's kind of neat.
On the picture, phosphorus, yeah.
Oh, it does fucking say on the picture.
It's blue in the blue background.
Bill's colorblind.
Derp.
Also might be blind.
No, Bill's not that blind.
Okay, he's
I mean,
got
the spear's
a big,
neat.
He's got a big fucking cool spear. He's got
the
circles.
Chinese saint rings.
He's got
yeah.
He's got fucking Bahamut Final Fantasy X wings.
Oh, I love Bahamut.
Look at them.
3.
That's what they are.
Test me more, motherfucker. Test me more. I was going with Chinese saint rings. But no, you had to mention that. Nope. 3. Fuck this guy.
Oh, shit.
I wanted this dude to be cool, and you just ruined it for
3.
Me.
3.3.
Right, I'm going to give Golden Bahamut.
He does. Look at it. And standing from this angle, look at that. Look at his wing designs.
Yeah.
That's Bahamut Final Fantasy X, man.
He just needs to cross his arms.
Yeah,
he probably does at some point.
And then he needs to try to shoot you with his laser. Goddamn lockjaw! I can't open my mouth!
I'm going to give this guy a 3.16.
He's giving it to Steve Austin.
Yep, I don't know.
I can't do that now that you've done that. So he's a 3.2. I was gonna do what you did until you said it was a Steve Austin.
Yeah, he's supposed to do
Steve
that.
Austin. Those words never came out of my mouth. I said I just broke glass.
Now that I know what it is, I can't do that.
Shit.
Go over there and give him a stunner then.
How are you going to... Austin 316, motherfucker.
Oh, I have nothing against Steve Austin. He's not a wrestling fan.
3.232 or 3.23. Get the fuck out of here.
Can I be real with you?
What?
Not much of us are wrestling fans much anymore. It's kind of gone downhill.
It's true.
It's the quality is quite trash.
Oh, shit. We just got done with Bahamut form. Now it's time for Dragon form.
And maybe he won't suck. I lied. What the hell is this?
It's a dragon form.
This is not a dragon.
Uh-huh, it's got big long tail.
What the fuck?
Yes, because having a tail makes one of
two. He's got a dragon head floating above him, and then he's got fucking pixie wings. One!
Well, that's because I think he's a Chinese myth dragon.
Yeah,
no!
I'm pretty sure that's what they're going for here. In fact, looking at this, I would guarantee that's exactly what they're shooting for. Is they're shooting for the standard, like, because that's the super long tail, the way these wings and everything, that's kind of like rays of light that come off him.
Yeah.
That's all, like, the headpiece and everything here is very your traditional, like, eternal dragon form.
To me, the tail looks a little... Okay, I know that...
I was never a huge fan of the Chinese
but
dragons.
But the scaly-looking tail...
No, that's
tail,
fine. I'm pretty sure that's exactly
like
what they're shooting for here.
What the scaly tail looks like kind of looks like just a really long snake, but instead of having a head, it's connected
this,
to
somebody
his
just said he looks like an over-designed Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster.
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
He does
1.2.
look like something out of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, he could.
In fact,
rose it up a little bit.
Holy shit! Now that he said that, all of it looks like something out of Yu-Gi-Oh.
It could be.
Yeah.
It all looks like it's fucking. I summon the Golden Knight. Fucking.
Yeah.
It all looks like something out of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Well, to be honest with you, it's Goro Yami Yugi. That's what they call him.
That is what they call him, isn't
it? Yeah.
Eventually they call him Pharaoh, but they just call him Yami.
I'm taking my 14-year-old boy's body and going home.
It's time to do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Well, how do I do-do-do-do-do-do-do that?
That's why I've been sitting over here laughing. I was trying so hard to just like, no, you got to score this. You got to score this.
Film before a live studio vagina.
God damn it. That was the one I was avoiding. Oh, fuck. Scott, up high, bro.
Damn
up high.
It.
Yes.
Damn it. Bitch.
Yeah, I still got that one, especially the one, also the episode 2 vagina.
Oh, yeah,
no. Hey, Scott.
Woo!
Congratulations on 10 million Shane stream points.
Right. I mean, Shane is allowed to give those out. They are the Shane points.
Right.
Holy shit.
Though I was the one that started it because I'm trying to get Shane some hugs.
Hey,
I
vagina
just
bing.
Give out the points.
That's because it used to be I just said people win science, and now they win something more tangible.
Because
at 1 billion... Wait, was it 1 billion or 100 billion?
I think it was
100
billion.
100 billion Shane points. You, too, can hug Shane.
Keep going at this rate, Scott, and you will get that hug. Because it's easier for me to hug you than other people.
See, but now
right
the
here.
Problem is I'm trying to rate this motherfucker, and all I have is fucking a Brit. God damn it.
This guy gets a 2 because
and I'm
sucks.
Literally jumping between abridged shows, too, because now I'm going from, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged
to
Hellsing like
abridged,
Hellsing,
to DBZ abridged.
I'll bet you watching this guy
Yo,
do
game
attacks, shop. I'll bet you watching this guy do attacks is fucking sick. I'll bet you. There's no doubt in my mind it's sick as shit. And his big, crazy sword, and, like, if this guy would have appeared just like this, no context whatsoever, if that would have appeared as a boss in Legend of Dragoon, you'd have been like, that fucking guy's sick as shit!
But here's the
I mean,
problem.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're doing here.
But, see, but now I'm having troubles because now that we're doing the Sentai and I'm getting my abridges mixed up, now I literally have a fucking Kamen Rider sitting in the back of my head going, hey man, I need your help, with this guy going, yeah, what's going on? I can't find any clothes. What do you mean you can't find clothes? All there is soup. Well, get out of the soup aisle.
There's just more soup. What do you mean there's more soup?
It's well, just I went more down to the soup store. Why are you in the soup store?
Why are you trying to buy clothes from the soup store? Fuck you!
But once again, like I said before, over-design can hurt you.
This dude is very over-designed.
Overly designed.
My tired ADD-addled brain.
I will give him a 2.9.
I give mine a 2.
He's cool.
2.5.
He's cool, but he's not base level cool.
I'll go 2.5. I think very much you have to be a fan of it. You have to like where it comes from. You have to know something about it. And you had to have probably seen this. And then it left an impression on you. Just looking at it with no context. That's the difference between the way that we get to rate things. We don't have context or disclaimers.
We still
so
need
we
Legend
don't know
Dragoon
this
remake.
Shit as we go in. Yeah. Because I just throw the disclaimer in the fucking
oh, no,
recycling
not remake,
bin.
Just remaster. Right. I don't want a remake of it now.
All right, well, I'm
I've seen
give
what
this,
they've been doing.
Right. Well, I'm going to give this guy a 3. So altogether, he's a 2.32. We can move on.
Now, granted, I love Seven's remake.
Right.
But Legend of Dragoon just needs oh. a remaster.
We got 5 minutes. Can we get through this in five
okay.
minutes?
Look,
this one, yeah.
We're really pushing this Yu-Gi-Oh thing all of a sudden.
I summon the Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Now we got a blue dragon.
Blue Eye Hunky Dragon.
What the what?
Why is
Alexander... How's that blue?
The fuck?
What the fuck?
He's just riding a fucking lance of doom. Lance horse.
Lance gets a
dragon
1.
Horse. Okay.
No. No. You get a 0 for false advertisement.
There's it's no, a man. Giant golden lance horse Pegasus thing.
It's a lance dragon horse.
No, there's no, yeah. There's
that's
no
his blue. Lance dragon horse that he rides.
I mean, it's got nuclear fire coming out of its ass,
kinda
so
like
that's
kind
of cool. Kind of
like the dude that rode the nuclear missile.
Yep. Yeah.
Just saying, Shane.
Scratch that. 0. It's not even a form. He's riding something.
I mean, it's a thing.
It's not blue. Is golden blue
it
the
also
same?
Has nothing to do with blue. I don't know what that's about either.
I don't even
honestly.
See it.
It's called false advertisement.
It is.
Then why don't
you
drop
right
the nuke?
You see it right
we
here.
We got like 3 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dragon head.
I mean, we can nuke it.
It's true.
To which I will nuke it.
Nuke.
I'm going to be...
You're gonna nuke the Lance Dragon Horse nuke?
He's already got a nuke coming out of his ass. Might as well add to it.
Riding,
I'm trying to help him go faster. That's a triple nuke. That's 3 nukes adding on to the propulsion for him to go faster out of our lives.
Dr. Strangelove, right?
Yeah. I'm sure that this is really cool if you were watching it.
Okay, in motion, it's probably cool, but
it's probably cool. It's probably
fire
and cool shit, and he jumps on this horse thing, and he fucking rides down and does the most ultimate lancing, stabbing thing.
When you call something a blue dragon form, basically, and you're riding nothing more than a golden Pegasus thing,
yeah.
First off, it's false advertisement. It's like me saying, hey, I'm the Red Ranger, then why are you wearing all white? Red Ranger.
Well, either way, I'm just sitting at the 0 for the false advertisement.
You went full to noon on Black Widow. I'm not going to cut it off. Not that it's not yet. This let's I really don't like this.
Yeah, that's why we nuked it.
I'm misled by the name, and it's probably literally just he jumps on this horse thing and does a single attack, and yet it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not
that's
a big
why,
fan of it.
That's why I gave it the 0. It's not even like an actual form. It's like an
attack. It's an attack.
I think he's trying too hard to be like an ultimate. Like an ultimate Daizujin. But he failed.
Are you talking like if there was like a Daizujin?
Oh, God
but
damn
like
it. Here we go.
If it was like the best.
Hey, look, the 4th came early. Fireworks.
Daizujins. Like, maybe if it was like the most, like the top possible Daizujin. Like, maybe an ultimate type of
I'm
thing.
I'm looking for premium beef, like high grade.
Like
fucking
Daizujin.
Like
look, the only reason
a
why
it
is I'm saying it's fucking 11 and it's time to go is because I got to piss. I already drank all my tea.
Dude,
so give
I'm
this
so
guy
sorry.
A 0 and go piss and miss out on the next guy. So, we're too close to finishing the episode.
So it's negative three.
This next one's just one picture.
Here comes majestic beast form.
More false advertisement.
Majestic.
Sadly,
I use that word a lot, so better surprise the shit out of me.
Shane, I remember when we talked about majestic elephants.
They are
you had painted their faces.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What the hell am I looking at?
Apparently, according to the name that Ronan put on the file, that's a form exclusive to a pachinko machine.
Oh, then we don't rate that.
Fucking
yes,
zero.
Yes, we don't rate it.
Fucking
we're done.
Zero. Don't give a fuck.
It just doesn't get rated.
We got to see it. We got to see it.
Yeah, we got to see it. It counted. It was there.
Yeah,
done.
We got to see it. Heavenly flying form.
Is this also a pachinko?
Well, that wasn't in the name of the fucking folder. Wings, so.
Why is it coming out of his head?
He has ear wings. Fucking all right,
Hermes,
wings.
Calm your fucking tits, buddy.
No, it can't be Hermes. Hermes came out of his ankles, so it's reverse Hermes.
No, I was going with the Hermes from, like, the Hercules movie. He had the hat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He had the fucking saucer hat.
He had the wing hat.
He had the wing hat, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was the
OG
Flash.
Flash?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not enough to save it.
Enough to save it.
You can drop all the Flash references you want.
Well, Shane's being the consummate professional and ASMRing
okay.
chips in your ears.
Drop a nuke on hairy ears, motherfucker.
And he gets a zero.
That I will give my nuke to. Hairy ears that allow you to fly is stupid.
Zero.
Garo, please stop. Why isn't he listening to me? I hear you.
Can't hear
He's got
you.
Wings
He's
in his ear.
He's flying right now.
What?
What?
Ooh.
Ooh.
This doesn't tell me anything. What?
What?
Use your words.
No, you're doing it wrong. You got to do like reboot. You got to.
What?
What?
Enunciate. No, pronunciate. That's what we said.
Isn't that right, Phil?
What?
Fucking love that character.
What?
What?
Are we done with
what?
This guy?
We're done with that
no,
guy.
No, because I have a zero, a negative five, a two from me, because I'll be fair, a zero, and I think I missed to somebody.
Scott, what'd you give him?
Zero.
Shane? Did you give him a zero?
Yeah.
So okay, then, yeah. then that might have been it, yeah, as I missed another zero. Okay,
well, this,
so it was,
Aaron
he's a
Kaiser.
Point, he's a negative point six. Fuck him.
I'm going to give you some stream points, dude. I like that. Jay Garrick
Ooh.
Is not impressed.
Okay.
I'll give you 1 million.
We have gotten through one.
Holy
one.
Shit.
Yes, we're going to be here forever.
So... You better go take that
you
piss,
ain't never
pissing. You ain't never pissing.
Hey, look, good thing the 4th is tomorrow. More fireworks.
You better go take that piss, because we're on zero.
Calculator. You fucking do it.
I was going to pull up a calculator.
Actually, hand me my cup.
Well, he's in,
it's I'm about to
give me some water.
He's in Flawed Scout. So you can use this to make you a jerk off or something.
Okay. Let's
well,
see zero.
I'm going to temporarily be in the chat, and I'm going to go smoke if this is going to be a long
this
time.
This could be cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Isn't the episode
looking.
Over right now and we just resume?
It's like a gray.
No. No, we're still on. There's no reason to cut in the middle of this.
Yeah,
this will just be the big episode today.
Yep. Like I said, I'm going to go because the girlfriend needs the keys anyway, so I'll be back.
Dude, he's like riding a big fucking...
This is my Lord.
Okay, I'm giving my Genesis to this. What number is the Genesis again?
Five? Genesis it can go up to 10.
To 10.
Full Genesis.
Dude, he's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I'm giving a Genesis.
Let's see a thing here. Okay, he also gets a armor falls onto him thing. Holy shit. That is... fucking sick. That is straight up fucking sick.
Now that looks like Bahamut.
That is really cool.
He's like, I will fight you, dragon. On my look how tiny he is.
I know.
Come chase me, dragon.
Dude, that is sick as shit. Yeah. Well, Nick is landing on that 4.2. This dude is solid as shit.
And you're going Genesis?
Mm-hmm. I like this game.
So, full Genesis?
Full Genesis.
Full Genesis.
I'm going to say, I do like him. Holy shit,
oh,
man.
Seth got back to see this awesome gray Garo.
This guy's pretty cool. I know, I still got to get a drink. Here's your phone if you want. Yeah, I suppose I could look at it on my fucking phone, but still. From what I'm seeing, give him a 4.
4. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this dude is really fucking solid. I'm going to land at 4.8, just barely missing that. You know what? No, fuck that. He's 5. This is a really solid design. I don't mind giving out 2 fives in a single episode. Not when they go through this much trouble. The detail in this show is what impresses me right now.
So this guy is winning. He's got a 6.64.
Really? Okay. Let's check out his Lost Soul Beast. Oh my.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's kind of the same type of thing, but I will say I like his more.
Yeah.
I like his more. I honestly do, and maybe it's the color. I don't know. It could very well be the color. It could just be the poses. It could just, I don't know what it is.
Going
but
with a 4 with this.
I tend to like this more than the other one that I saw. This one, I'll do like a 3.4.
Okay. You remember how you said that color can make a difference?
And it very much can.
Silver looks way better on this form than the gold ever did.
Yes.
That's my opinion. I know that gold means like first place, but believe it or not, I actually prefer silver over gold.
Aesthetically, sometimes that's very true.
Guys, I'm going to give this. So I gave the gold one a 3.5. I'm going to give this one a 4.5.
Okay.
And I'm going to. Boom.
Yo.
Badass.
Yeah. Okay, he says a 2 on this one. That's a 2 from Nick.
Who's that?
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. I actually gave this one a 4.5 because I like the silver more. I'll be back. Yeah, no, I'll agree with that. 4.5, yeah.
4.5, okay. 4.5.
Okay.
Equals divided by 5. 3.68.
Solid. Let's check out the Lost Soul Dragon. Oh, shit.
Wow, that's an actual dragon.
Oh.
Well, by the standards that you like dragons. But yes, Chinese dragons are still dragons.
Yeah.
It's just you prefer a more Eastern dragon.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And to be fair, I normally do, too. I will very much say I prefer a big Eastern crazy dragon warrior-esque dragon myself.
Yeah, a D&D type of dragon.
Yes,
yeah.
I like the D&D dragons myself more than I like a Chinese, you know,
long
myth dragon.
Yeah, myth dragon.
Yeah.
Or Japanese, to be fair. They have them, too.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, the one time I don't mind the long mythological Chinese dragons is like Shenron, and I guess you could say the red thunder.
Well,
your influence
is all American. I'm positive.
Right.
By the very fact that you call him Shenron,
yeah.
I know that all your influence is American. And basically what we promote here is this kind of dragon.
Yeah.
So that's what you prefer.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying anything bad, but like, like, you could tell a big difference between like, the way you said, because, if I'm not mistaken,
his
name is Shenlong. What are you doing over there? What are you typing away about, buddy?
There's a specific thing to go with it. There it is.
You typing?
Because technically the, what is it, the myth dragons, yeah, worms, that's what I thought. I wanted to be on the safe side with that.
It's a wyvern. Oh, wait, maybe not.
No, it's not.
No, he's got arms. Okay.
No, that's a dragon.
Yeah. Well, because wyverns have arms. They have the wings for their arms.
Yes,
yeah, wyverns
for,
are Skyrim.
That picture I couldn't see.
Yeah.
This I like a lot. In fact,
this dude's cool.
This dragon is remarkably cool, and I will go ahead and give my Genesis to this because I went ahead and I hung on to it. So yeah,
I'll give it a 5.
Same.
So he gets a double Jenny.
Because this reminds me of Final Fantasy VII First Bahamut, and that's the one that I absolutely fell in love with, which was redesigned and looked even better in 8. I may not like 8, but I certainly as fuck liked its Bahamut.
4.
We don't know what Shane's giving it.
Is he in chat?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Shane's not in chat, technically the way that this works is if you're here and you don't give a score, it's a 0.
No.
No.
We just don't count him.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just don't count
him. Otherwise, holy shit, if I left the room, people would be getting shit scores.
Well, to be fair, that's how it used to be. But okay, so then we divide by the 4. It's a 7.25.
Damn.
So that thing is winning now.
Yeah, good. That's definitely the winner.
It's time to check out Kiba.
And you know what else I liked? I liked when Bill had, like, a working sink. And they had,
like
bottled
that?
Water in
you
the
like
fridge.
You liked that, did you? Was that good times back when the sink worked? That was good fucking times.
Well, even though you guys aren't in Bartonville proper, so, I mean, you guys are technically on, like, the outskirts well water shit. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah. No, yeah, I fully understand. I liked having a sink as well. I'll have a sink Monday when I fix that fucking sink.
Mm. Well, I was told I could use the sink in the bathroom to get water, but I was like, well, shit, I mean, I could just go and get it out your bathtub, but Hannah was like, hey, I still got Sprite left over, so, yeah, and I got drink.
This dude's pretty neat.
I
like
wanted
this.
Water, not Sprite.
This guy's got more of a Dark Knight feel.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
This is like the Golbez version. He's got a big axe.
Oh, fucking, look at this dude. Oh, shit.
He's just whispering into the thing, and now he's going to transform. That's pretty sweet.
He straight blew that motherfucking pendant a kiss, and it gave him powers.
When I held aloft my magic pendant and sang
25 years, my
God
life is still.
Okay, this has to be a villain. This has to be a villain.
He said that we're on, we've done the main guy. Everything else from this point is side characters and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And because this series is not, this is not Kamen Rider, this is not Super Sentai, it's very much something like he said, it became a thing. That we're looking at something here that doesn't necessarily have to fit the mold of this guy has to be a good guy or a bad guy. He might be, but he could also be on a different side. He could mm-hmm. be a monster-esque character. He could be corrupted in terms of the way their power is and his power is. There could be 100 different things going on here because we've seen dark characters that aren't necessarily bad guys before.
Yeah.
Someone said villain.
Yeah.
Either way, we're sitting here in fucking silence, so 4.
Nobody's even talking, we're just sitting
here. I was trying to read chat for a second. No offense.
I mean, the dude's cool, I give him 4.5.
Yeah, that's fine.
Silence.
3.
All right, and then did you agree with the 4 or 5, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. Let me divide by the 5. 3.2. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember the reason why it is we did that shit now for if you're here but you're not doing anything, it's a 0. It's for the sake of the list of Shane and the list of Bill and the list of Scott. And okay, so yeah.
Okay.
So that's 2 people, technically, then that Shane would need to go back over.
And then he has this crazy fucking white beast form thing.
Yeah, but at least his beast form doesn't look like ass.
Oga?
I'm assuming he's like an Oni style, just with wings. Because he does remind me of kind of somewhat the Onis.
Yeah.
Well, I like him.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. This one's actually 5. Neat. I will agree. I will give this dude a 5. He is way better than the base form.
Yeah, I'm really curious about this show. I am.
He's also
I really
got that
like
little
its
spirit orb above his head.
I really like the aesthetics of this show. It really interests me a lot. This is a 5. I've liked almost everything we've seen, even when I haven't liked it for the most part.
Why are you staring at the clock?
He's not. He's staring at Injustice 2 because it didn't used to be there.
Oh.
Oh.
That is a pretty sweet clock. I didn't actually.
Yeah, no, you're
before.
Welcome.
Shane won. Did, well.
No, I guess Shane didn't want to score.
Shane missed.
Shane missed
that kick-ass.
All right. Well, I'm in agreement. It's a five, so it's just a five because I accidentally hit five instead of four.
I mean, the dude was pretty fucking sweet. So,
yeah, he's a solid five.
Okay, so now we're going.
So he's in third,
right?
Now we're going on to Botto.
And that's third guy. Botto? That Shane has to read.
Botto, D-O, B-A-D-O, Botto.
Oh,
I'm guessing.
Beto. I was about to say D-O. What? Why are we talking about D-O?
Pure metal.
He's gunmetal.
Yeah, he's gunmetal.
He's kind of neat.
He's kind of neat. I don't know. I don't think I like him as much as the last guy.
I'd give him a four.
But he's solid, yeah. He's got a lot of design factor. The 3.8.
Yeah, I'm at 4.5.
3.
5.
I see.
4.06, moving on.
Yeah, we do. We have very different tastes. Like some of us taste Doritos.
You can't have those anymore.
You dick.
Hey, you know what?
Why don't you
have one, man? Hey, Bill. Bill. Hey.
Nah, I'm good.
Enjoy them fucking Doritos, motherfuckers.
Here, Bill. Now, the doctor says you can't have this, but you can smell.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shane just held the fucking bag up to Bill and said, the doctor said you can't have this, but you can smell it.
Okay, Blotto? What? No, that's not what I have here. I have Botto. Sorry. Nope. No Blotto here. This is all about Botto. That was Botto.
Blado?
I can only do what the folders tell me to do. It's not a Blotto.
Is this Dan?
Dan.
Hibiki?
Just Dan.
Holy shit!
Dan, don't
Dan,
fuck around.
I was about to say, Dan's sick of your shit. Damn. Wabow, motherfucker.
Must be
a pass form since it's this whole darker.
Dude, it's fucking sick
like
as
flashback.
Shit.
Flashback.
Dropkick of justice.
I like it much.
I will give this man a five.
Yeah, I'll drop a five. Damn, this show, its aesthetic is really fucking solid.
Right.
Nah, I'm at a 4 or 5.
Dan Hibiki finally grew balls and, you know, decided to become a real fighter.
He's like, I will avenge my father.
Right.
Every one of the villains that I've seen so far, too, is pretty fucking sick.
Give this guy a 4.
What's we got?
4.7, and Bill's getting a phone call.
Yeah, there's not much I can do about that right now.
Yep, right. Fuck that phone call. Busy.
Well, it's just pops.
Somebody has to come
so
take this
over. We need to be careful.
Right. So
never mind. If it's Dad, that's fine. I got it.
Baron.
All right, hold on, fucking.
Baron,
Baron, fool.
What's up, Baron?
All right.
Oh, that's a Baron. Just like Botto.
Huh. That's interesting, I guess.
Hmm.
Oh, sweet. He's got a dark horse, dude.
Like a black knight.
Black knight with a black horse.
He's black knight. It's pretty neat. I like the little gold they got right here in
the
chest, the little diamonds. Oh, there we go. That's a better view.
Dude, yeah, okay, much better.
I'm getting a bit of a Clipter feel.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I do really
the
like
face
the horns.
Me of, same show, the guy that kidnapped Andros' sister.
Oh,
God, what is his name?
Oh, fuck.
His face looks like that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Fucking moving on.
This guy looks also like something out of Guyver.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's got that nice cobalt.
Did he just change color?
No,
it's still the same.
That's
just
the lighting.
Light. Okay.
Yeah,
I like that.
He's got that cobalt color.
He's got that sweet-ass cobalt. This dude's getting a five.
Yeah, five for me. This guy is really aesthetically...
I'm going four.
This guy got me a hard-on, so...
Rock hard.
Very rock hard.
Very
rock hard. The only thing I have... The only thing I'm confused about is the things on his helmet. The things that are sticking out. Are those supposed to be like horns or...
Samurai-ish. Yeah, that's like a samurai type of fucking horn.
It's hard to tell.
But other than that, everything, I love the fucking, like, blade on his back of his shoulder blade.
See, but that's the thing that kind of makes no sense, though, because he's basically holding, like, an overgrown fucking scimitar, but then he's got, like, the fucking samurai horns on his head, so it's like, you're not really being super consistent, but the fucking coloration looks fucking damn good. He's almost got fucking Pegasus boots on.
Yeah, actually,
like,
if you look at his feet, they kind of actually are Pegasus.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, well it's only not on both sides. It's only on the inner side.
Uh-huh.
But to be fair, at the same time, he's also got like a blade coming out of his gauntlet, like almost
like when you could do like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
So I mean,
the blade on the back.
Fuck, 4.5.
Yeah, this guy's pretty good.
And then this guy's on the list of Bill to re-review. Okay, but 4.625, so a 4.63. Moving on!
Nice. All right. Lord Rodo. Oh, thank God. All right.
Lord Armor.
Whoa!
Shit, Tiefling Man.
Fucking definite devil horns now. All right.
Yeah.
That color scheme is definitely...
Yeah, I like the face and the horns. Yeah, he's definitely a Tiefling
the color,
Man.
The color scheme reminds me of the reboot villain.
Oh, Megabyte.
Megabyte, yes.
And I like the little face thing that's in the chest plate. I dig that.
Oh, you mean hexadecimal?
Oh, shit, yeah. Holy fuck.
Right?
Reboot.
This is the reboot fucking Garo or dude. This dude's awesome.
Oh, shit. And then that one makes it almost look like he's God damn it. A fucking behemoth.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I could.
Ooh, dig the sword.
Right?
That's a fucking solid weapon.
Damn, this one's kicking some ass.
He can also kick you with his pointy booties.
Yeah.
Fucking, there you go.
Does he get wings? Yep, are those wings?
No. That's just his name written out in kanji and kind of.
Does that kind of look cool? Kind of sick if they were wings?
Guess we could sit with this one.
I'm at a 5.
Yeah, I'll give this dude a 5 also.
This is like,
shit.
This is like if Cecil was like, fuck being a Dark Knight, fuck being a Paladin, I'm Behemoth Knight.
Right?
I'm a Behemoth Knight.
That would actually
fucking behold my massive dick.
That would have been a really cool class. 4. Yeah, give this guy a 4.5.
So 2 5s and a 4.5 and a 4. What's we got?
This man is at a 4.625 or a 4.63, and he's also on the list of build a look over again.
All right. Fucking awesome. Oh, all right. Are you guys ready? It's time for some Crow. This dude has a bar. He's the best. No, he has a sword. Okay.
Wait, here comes Bill.
It's too late. Bill missed out on stuff.
Man, yeah.
It's true. He was blue.
And Abadi Abadai?
Yep.
All right. I'm not digging this one as much. He's got jester boots, too.
Well, the other guy had jester boots as well.
Oh, this Check dude comes equipped with fucking wings. Which makes sense, because he's a crow, so.
Right.
Enjoy my pain.
Okay, that makes him look a bit better.
Holy shit, now.
I was about to say, if you need to get up closer, you could change seats with me, because if he's not sitting at that angle,
the helmet, please?
I literally got to be like all up in Scott's face.
I don't know if it'll let you. That's cock. Wrong head.
Wrong head. Look, I can't choose where it does the initial zoom,
it
Shane.
It always does the initial zoom at the
That's
dick.
Because the cockle region is in the middle of the picture.
Yeah, and it always does the initial in the middle.
Okay, it's not what I thought it was. I thought for a second that the helmet that he had looked like the one that Griffith wore in Berserk when he became the fucking scary bitch.
No.
So I'm zoomed in on the head.
To be fair, that's the helmet that one fucking Digimon wears.
Oh, I could have just did that. Oh, well.
Don't mention Digimon. They all right, well. Scores when Digimon
oh, hold on, wait. You got that, and then you got that.
That's
there you
actually,
go.
I like that.
Yeah. That does help. Okay, so actually, yeah, we can kind of see armor a bit better on this one.
4. I don't hate it. But not as cool as the others.
I'm at a
4 like
he, 5.
He's got
3.
The helmet kind of reminds me a bit of some of the Vikings. Because they had like that nose guard piece.
Right.
that did a little bit of a wraparound on your head, and no, Vikings didn't have the bullet helmets.
Yeah.
No, that is inaccurate.
3.3.
That's just, that is, they added that to make them look more menacing and stuff.
So, I'll give this dude, this dude's a 3.9. I like him, but I don't like him as much as some of the other ones we've seen.
So that's 3.74, moving on.
Bet you this show's awesome.
That was the last.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, it's supposed to be an adult only type of show.
All right. Giru. I probably All right, here's a GIF. Oh, can't zoom in. Got to squint really hard, guys.
That's right.
Or you can hit
control.
You can hit control plus on the keyboard.
Oh. You failed us.
Holy shit, that fucking rock. I'm going to use that shortcut for the rest of my life.
It did nothing.
That is easily the
right.
Can you please
look?
Can you
sometimes
please,
it works.
Can you please zoom it out?
Doesn't.
It's too damn close.
I know, right?
Oh my god! It's like it's like virtual reality. It's so close.
So this is like the red dude.
I'm a
version.
Douche.
Yeah, okay. I know, and I'm gonna grab you by the fucking chin hair.
Okay, this dude's kind of neat.
Fucking throw your ass out the window.
By my chin hair, that would suck so bad. Who go?
Well, I would say I'd grab you by the scrot hair, but,
Seth.
What?
This is the Oni of Fire. There you go.
Oh, you mean Ifrit?
Look how far behind they are. There's
I mean, he does kind of have an Ifrit feel.
No, I'm seeing.
Yours is way behind.
You need to fast the fuck forward,
Bill,
homie.
Take your fucking mic.
You've got fucking downgraded.
You get to move your ass over that, unless you want your seat back.
Oh, there we go. That's, yeah, that's way more caught up. How the fuck was I so far behind?
You were on a phone call.
Because you went on a phone call, and then YouTube
thing. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it did that buffering thing.
Dude, I was like, holy shit, they are so far behind us. I was like, damn, they're still on the fucking third guy.
Four.
Give Ifrit a 4. Yes.
3.8.
You would.
Scott?
I would.
3.3.
3.9. He's cool, but I don't like him as much as some of the other ones we've seen.
3.8 for a Price is Right bonus to somebody.
Hey! It wasn't me. I just realized the name of the thumb drive. Charlie?
Oh, yeah, the flash. I do that every fucking time.
I can't see it. I'm blind.
But we still make it. Never mind.
And we don't make the joke every time.
Awesome.
Here's Zen mode. All right, there's no bonsai trees. I'm going to be pissed.
Better be a fucking clownfish triton.
Whoa.
The fuck?
All right, this dude's pretty sweet. Wow, that is blurry as all fuck.
No, yeah.
It's just me over here.
No, it was
that's the image quality.
Shit. Can I be honest? I love that shield. I like the red.
All right, well, let's check out the transformation real quick, and then we'll jump over to the...
Quick, control plus.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to slap you. Man, that's some good viewage.
It's too close. I have to back it up.
All right. Seth, this dude is an asshole.
Slap you.
He cast magic missile on your bitch ass.
And then he finished
off. There's the there's the fire sword attack.
No, technically he casted scorching ray.
No, because that's a ray. He shot missiles.
Well,
4 or 5.
We're
debating.
4 or 5. I like this guy.
So, there's the armor.
It's actually pretty sick.
I do like the armor. The red and gold, well, I mean, they obviously work for me because, well, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah, we know Iron Man. Yes, we know. We know who he is. We already covered him.
So
he's episode 243 or some shit.
Nick's episode. That was the good episode.
I'd have to look it up.
I thought you said I thought Doctor Strange was your episode.
That one, too. Those were my episodes. Because they are tied for my favorite heroes.
I love titanium alloy, man.
titanium gold alloy. Man.
Yeah, because yeah, it's technically not iron. It's actually made of a golden titanium.
Gold titanium alloy.
But that name doesn't man. Sound.
But initially,
I was close. It's 239. Okay, yeah. So again, we already did that.
But initially it was iron because it was a bunch of scraps in a fucking cave.
At one point in time, he was Iron Man. But gold titanium.
I'm gonna give this dude a 4.8. I love the color scheme. The armor's solid. I like the sword.
Yeah, 4.2.
I'll agree. Four eight. Said. Yeah.
So that's 2 4.8s. Scott, what'd you give him?
4.
A 4. Shane, what'd you give him?
I believe I gave it a 4.5.
A 4.5. All right. So what's we got?
4.46. Moving on. Bill's all over there trying to figure out Shane's tobacco shit. All
right. Bill, it is time for Guy. G-A-I, that's Guy.
The ingredients is a pouch and salt.
We'll go to the, yeah, I guess we'll start with the GIF.
You can have it, technically.
No, what I don't know hell? If I can. It has
oh, he's got
here.
A bow.
Oh.
All right, that's pretty sweet. That's an interesting way to transform. And that man is fucked.
Oh, headshot.
That's cool.
Headshot.
This man gave no fucks. And he just de-transforms afterwards. He's like, nah, I'm fucking done. I won. Bitch.
This is the Hawkeye night.
Oh, don't do that.
No, this guy is cooler than that.
Why do you hate Hawkeye so much?
Why don't you?
Boom! Headshot.
I like green.
Oh, he's got the fucking, the... God damn it, what the hell is it called? The Fold. He's got the battle skirt kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, he does. Yep. I like that. That's sick. He's definitely...
I fucking like this dude.
Yeah.
I don't, and usually I don't care for that shade of blue.
That's a
long but it really does
bow
work.
There.
Well, it would have to be.
Yeah. This motherfucker's a sniper.
Well, I mean, he's using a longbow.
Yeah,
that's how big longbows were back in the day.
You also consider that since he's superhuman strength, a big bow like that would have a ridiculous amount of power, and he would be able to pull the bow back.
Oh, yeah.
A misconception is that they constantly give bows to, like, frail, tiny people, like little ladies and whatnot in battle. They wouldn't be able to shoot the bow.
They
try
wouldn't
to
be
shoot
able to
a
draw
bow.
It.
Bows are fucking hard as shit to shoot. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to have some real upper body strength. That is some real
Games
tension
and
on,
TV
a bow
lied
like
to
that,
me.
On a bow like yep. that. Holy shit.
I do also
shot
like
a bow
that
before.
That
and I went
one
and
side of his
wow,
helmet or his
really
helmet is actually longer than the
other
one.
The only reason
I
know is because my
that's
cousin
the opposite side from what he shoots.
Yep.
So he has the shorter side next to it so that way it doesn't
my cousin's a champion.
See, I'm not.
See, I go to some of her competitions and whatnot. She's a literal, well, not now. I guess she's multi-state because she was a state champion here for like 4 years running, and now she's moved out of state, and now she's their state champion.
Archery is a tough thing to get into. It's not easy.
Right.
It takes years and years of practice to become, you know, Hawkeye.
This dude gets a 5.
I'm gonna
get easily.
This dude is fucking cool.
Yeah, you know what? Because he reminds me of somebody, a character from a show I really like, I'm going to give this guy a 5. Because I'm like, Jeremy, I like Ronin Warriors.
Yeah.
No, I figured you were going to go Bleach on that one, but...
Bleach? Yeah, that dude is a fucking... Yeah, but I'm not a big Bleach fan.
Hey, Shane, can
me
you
neither.
Hand me
my
Dr. Pepper, my
eyes.
Please?
And it ruins my clothes.
Shane, yeah. I'm down on your rack, can you hand me my Dr. Pepper? Thank you.
See, this is what happens when we play fucking musical chairs. Everybody
forgets his
all over everywhere.
Nick forgets his soda. Bill forgets his mic.
Bill was demoted to last chair. Nick was promoted to first chair. I also got promoted from last chair to fourth chair.
Your normal chair?
Your normal chair.
Because usually I'm stuck by the door.
I got because
technically speaking, the way that everybody thinks that the way that the fucking group dynamic works, I'm second in command, so technically I should have taken over, but that's not how this group works.
No.
It's everybody do shit.
Speaking
of everybody do shit, let's...
Bill, seat's open. Everybody rush it.
Because everybody else gave a 5.
Yeah,
3.
I gave it a 5.
3?
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
I don't like Archer's much.
4.6, moving on.
Believe it or not,
it's still a pretty solid fucking score. This show's done pretty damn good so far. We got one.
Lowest... didn't give it a shit score.
No,
so.
we got three more.
I've tended to focus on archers in the last, easily the last 5 years.
Holy
in terms
shit.
Of MMOs and
is
whatnot.
That, is that an axe?
This
that's
is
a,
Giga.
That's a great axe, man. That's mm-hmm. a two-handed.
Or Giga,
yeah,
if you want to go
Giga.
That way.
I think he's Giga.
Giga.
Giga. Giga, Giga,
Dicks.
Whatever.
Gee-gee-gee.
This dude's got a huge fucking axe. I do like the kind of jade color. Bill can't see
right.
that, of course.
Yeah, that jade color it does is kind of sharp.
Oh, here's the transformation.
Ooh, and it's bigger.
Wow.
Control plus, please.
Not really.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Control plus.
I'm glad that this time it actually worked.
No, it's not really. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Why does it never start at the beginning?
I have no clue. But that was fucking. That
Clips
was pretty
don't
fucking
start
sweet.
At the start.
Dude, he doesn't even need an axe. He could just kick you because of the blades on his fucking feet.
Yeah, yeah. This dude is solid. I do dig this guy.
Obviously, he's a powerhouse.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's
the
definitely,
heavy hitter.
Yeah, he's definitely a heavy hitter.
The dude's wielding a man-sized axe, so yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Giga.
I'll give this dude
May
a 4.5. The color scheme works really well. I like the axe. The armor's definitely more of that kind of brute tanky guy.
He can even knee you. Look at his knee blade. Oh, God, he can knee and kick you. He's got blades for days.
What?
Shane stole your joke.
Which joke?
He wants to ask you a question.
Oh, that's fine. It didn't pique my interest enough.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that. Because we have a dynamic, okay? We're the dynamic
he just,
bros.
He didn't get to the point fast enough, so I can't cut
so
it.
Who's,
refused.
So
we
who's Robin?
Frodo'd in. Probably me. Can I be Jason Todd and come back?
You could be worse. You could be the butler.
No, Alfred's fucking hardcore. Alfred will shoot you with the shotgun.
Is there
he gives no fucks.
Is there anything else you need, Master Bennett?
Yeah, nah, go shoot that motherfucker, please.
Oh, sorry, 60s.
Shit, I can't fight.
All I could do is wear the stupid domino mask and drive the bat car to a location.
Uh-huh.
I got that stupid bicycle.
Yep.
I'd ride it around town.
Alfred!
Damn you, sir.
Damn you, sir.
Whoa.
Give this guy a 4.5.
Why did people think I stopped smoking? What? Unless we're talking about the other Nick. Because I have never said I'm quitting smoking.
Yeah.
Seth did.
Seth did.
Well, I'm probably going to have to, but that's because I've gone over my finances. And yeah, fuck a carton of cigarettes at like $120 once every like 2 or 3 weeks. That shit ain't in the budget no more.
Damn.
Or just slow down smoking.
Well, no, because a carton, like I said, will last me 2 to 3
weeks.
Are
you still doing the American Spirits?
Well, yeah. So.
Okay, that's the reason. Those are expensive.
Right, but at the same time, even the cheaper brands taste like
fucking
shit.
Wait, those come in cartridges? Those come in cartons? I've never seen a carton of that stuff before.
Every
that's
cigarette
they,
comes in a carton.
Yeah,
that's how
they
get from A to B,
stuff.
Dude.
Well, I've never seen one in like the store. Like, I've never seen one.
Just saying.
Like, do you not know
hold
how
on,
the...
Hold on, wait.
Oh my God, Bill has cigarettes.
You fucking go,
I
buddy.
Do have cigarettes.
Ooh, yeah, Bill does. Bill gets
cigarettes.
I'm not
going to promise those are all pyramid.
I
there are cigarettes.
Or how stale they are.
Or the fact that, you know, they're not fucking menthol like I usually smoke, but you know.
One or two might be.
Oh yeah, what did he get for rating?
3.
I gave it a 4.5.
Okay, because all I got was two 4.5s and now a 3.
Oh, yeah, this guy gets
3.5. How do you spell libidip?
Bunch of B's and P's?
Yeah, exactly.
B's and P's.
He got a 4 out of all of that.
Hey!
Shane, that is my cranial cavity.
You have, like, not on your head.
Yeah.
You look weird.
Most
Rose.
People normally
you
do.
You look like a penis.
Don't be hating my
Rose.
Tommy Pickles head.
Hey, hey. The next guy is Rose.
Are you sure it's not Rose?
With a Z.
Are you sure it's not Rose?
No, because there was no little
yeah, there's
little
tilde.
Accent tilde thingy on top of the E. Decade, okay, whatever.
That's pictures. That is art. That don't count. Ooh, I like that sword. I wonder if that sword does what I think it does.
Okay, thanks for the fucking transformation already being done. Now can we see the actual transformation?
Nope.
There we go.
I was about to say, to be fair, all the transformations. All right,
this dude is fucking fabulous.
He is.
Which is probably why he's got the pink armor, and I dig that.
Lightish red.
Yeah, they have a name for that, Bill. It's called pink.
Next one of you to give us out a fake name is getting fucking shot.
This is fucking cool. I dig this.
Oh, that's different.
What? Chupa thingy?
Chupa thingy.
Well.
Wait a minute. No, it's just the lighting that made it look different. Because for me, I always thought it was just like light red, like the pink armor.
No, it's got the silver in there too. Yeah. So it's pink, silver, and black for the color scheme. I like it. I really do. The armor looks decently accented. The sword's not terrible. The helmet's not bad.
Oh, Shane's got hiccups.
I got hiccups.
Shane's got the hiccups because this dude is so flamboyantly awesome.
Just try to burp. That usually fixes it.
Hold thine breath until thine passes out. Hiccups cured. I promise it works.
Shane gave a 4.
Shane gave it a 4. Bill, what you got?
I mean, I don't want to give.
He's got concern for Shane because he's actually turning blue.
I don't want to give it the same thing Shane gave it.
Up it.
You know.
Hey, Bill, agree with Nick. He gets a 4.7. He's cool.
I'm thinking he's like a 4.1.
Oh, shit.
All right, bitch. We'll play that game. We'll play that game.
I'm not changing scores.
This dude, no.
My score is already set in.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not fighting. No.
It's like 4.7 for this guy for me. This dude's pretty solid. I like him.
3.5.
Scott's not digging the pink.
I gave it a higher than standard score.
4.16. Please move on.
Oh, I am the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Wrong.
Because I went 1 point higher than you. Like that one dick that's like $1.01.
No. You can't. No. It's $1,500.
Right,
and $1.
Dude, have you ever seen the way people look when somebody does that to them? Dude, I love that shit. I used to watch that with my mom years back.
That's when you study everything and you give the exact numbers.
I think it's still on YouTube. I watched a video where dude was like
$1,500
and literally the guy next to him looks over and goes $1,501 and the guy next to him turns and goes $1,502 and the guy at the end goes $1,503, and everybody was just staring like, you motherfuck!
It's like,
and then
I
what
win.
Made it funnier? They were all over, so they all lost anyway.
Oh, that's the bestest.
It's like, oh, y'all fucked up.
Should have did $14.99, bitches.
No.
All right. Veil. This is the last armor. Dark Knight Veil. Okay.
What's going on with his face?
We don't know. Is there a different picture?
Oh.
I mean, the armor is cool, but that helmet, kind of not so much.
Looks familiar.
He's got a whip.
Okay, that's a little better.
Electric
harm.
Whip.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's got the ivy sword.
It's the ivy weapon.
He's got the living sword.
We all have different tastes and say this guy's fucking sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty the helmet.
It looks like somebody from Power Rangers, but I don't remember who.
I can't really tell.
I don't know. The gems
I mean, the blades
are giving
on the side
like
are kind of
Brainiac vibe, though.
Because of the crystal, the diamonds on his forehead, very Brainiac like.
Oh shit! He didn't go out far enough.
So can we all guess his element that he controls?
Void or lightning?
Yeah.
This guy's actually.
It just kind of depends.
Even when it's not in whip form, that sword is kind of cool.
Right.
I actually really dig it. 5. For me, I like this guy a lot. I already dropped my Genesis, so I can't do it again.
I'm at a 4.2. Like, he's just a little bit above, you know,
pretty
good.
I don't know. Something about it. I love it.
I
I just can't get over the helmet. Reminds me of somebody from Power Rangers. I can't remember who, though.
It's all right. At 2 a.m. when you're laying in bed, still not able to sleep because you cannot figure out what that reminded you of, it will click, and you go, son of a bitch!
Yep.
Fucking 3 a.m., Scott's like, shh, I remember what it is. It's from this.
And the only person that'll still be up will be Seth.
Yeah.
Out here,
maybe me.
Out here,
or now.
I'll be sleeping. Ding, what the fuck? Scott, what the fuck? Oh, wait,
go right,
that does look like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, for now, at 3 a.m., that'll be me.
Yep.
After after tomorrow afternoon. Nope.
3.5.
Yeah, 4.
What?
I'll give him a 3.25.
6, 8, 3, 2. Just keep it going.
This man is $3.99.
Yes! The 3.25 worked.
Now for the extra folders.
Oh,
with,
no.
With
got
taxis.
Transformation.
With taxis, $4 and like 82 cents, because he's probably
I missed the
tax.
Transformation. That's my bad. Oh, they say it's Decker from Power Rangers Samurai when he transformed.
Meh.
This dude's transformation's kind of lame.
Well, everybody else's transformation has been cut a circle
and
let the armor
come around.
Nobody's
had a real standout transformation.
This dude literally just has his armor floating above him where everyone can see it. I'd be like, bang! Oh, well, there goes your helmet, bitch.
He's like, shit, Mark, that was so dumb.
Right, but to be fair...
At least the other ones cut it out of a pocket dimension.
Yeah, but to be fair, that might not work as well as you think, Nick, because he's going to hold up the sword and go, I have the power! And then fucked
Final
anyway.
Wolf Fantasy is this one. Oh, okay, that's crossover for 14.
That's the armor.
Oh, yeah. I did see some of those
armors.
Yeah,
that's all PvP armor.
Yeah, and you know what's really shitty? None of them are fucking for Black Mage.
Oh, dude, that is kind of lame.
Yeah, they're only for the tank classes.
Well, to be fair, from what we've seen, almost all of them are tanks.
Well,
Dragoon. Dragoon, Thief, that... All right, so we got Dragoon...
Paladin, I think.
We got Thief. That one is Paladin because it's got Sword Shield, and that one's Dark Knight. And then, of course, Bard gets some style stuff, I guess.
Monk's at
it.
The end with this Flaming Fist.
Yep.
I believe that's White Mage.
That would be my guess.
And I can't tell what the Lalafell is.
Probably Archer.
No.
Black Mage? Because it has a rod.
It's a midget.
It's a Lalafell. They are very
If that's
tiny.
The Black Mage, then they did a great disservice to Black Mage.
Dang.
And that makes me sad.
Yeah, you can't even get these armors in the game anymore. They're
done
with that event.
Yeah, this
was
an exclusive timed event.
How would you know it was a disservice? What if that armor looks cooler if it's not on a person that tiny?
Sometimes I feel like the Lalafells, they don't look right because of their small stature. That some of the armors
because
don't
Because that armor being on that tiny person...
I think it looks better. It would look
you
better.
You can't really
on your
get
character.
A feeling for what
Honestly,
it's even supposed to look like.
Honestly, Lalafells are the bane of my existence, anyways.
I can't stand that fucking race, dude. You run around as a fucking potato.
So that's.
That's all. That's like all of them together.
A large chunk of them. There was like 14 of them, Shane. That's 6. Turn to count.
Yeah.
There's all of them. 1 potato 86 done. I am curious on what these priest outfits and stuff were supposed to be because we didn't get to see those.
One?
Yeah. Yes.
Cuz the green one and that red one up in the corner don't seem familiar to me. Everybody
yeah, you missed
does.
Those.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like it.
That's some good watercolor
I
art.
Like that.
Somebody did good.
That is really nice.
Fucking get ready to get dunked on, bitch.
Okay.
Oh there's
Why
a Dargan.
Is James crying?
Oh, yeah. Cause he just got dunked on.
That's right.
Cause you just got dunked on.
But yeah, there's your Dargans.
I like that.
Neat.
I love it.
Up, that's it.
That's such a sick looking dragon.
Yes.
It really is.
So that is
Garo.
All of Garo. Oh man.
That's so sad that that's not in there. You know what? Let's just
make sure that just goes away completely. I'll finish what Bill started. It's fine.
Well, we got 11.
I mean, we technically got 11 minutes left.
It's true. It's and true. Even then, last time, we still ended up going over just talking random bullshit.
All right, Shane. Answer their questions. Answer their questions, Shane.
We don't have the chat up.
There's no question.
All of their questions, Shane. Answer them.
Yeah, don't you see
I
it?
I need a question. In
they all have questions.
Not a
yeah, they've all got questions.
Questions.
They're right there on
burning,
the screen. Don't you see them?
Favorite Garo armor.
Hear that? What was your favorite Garo armor?
To be fair, we didn't do that.
They
we normally do. Who
to
was
you
the coolest?
Specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Well, whatever I got
well,
the Genesis on.
On
obviously was my favorite.
I mean, that's fair. But I guess we could just do the fucking...
Actually, we didn't do the who is.
Yeah.
Who
there you go. The there's all of them. Who was the most badass of all of them?
That is a tough fucking question.
Because
all
of them,
the Archer, just to be different this time.
A lot of them were really cool. I will say that.
What happened is I dropped my Genesis before I saw all of them.
Right.
Which kind of screwed me a little bit. But I honestly think I think I'm going to pick the Cobalt guy. I honestly think that he was my favorite. I don't know. There's something about it was really sick.
I still stand by my initial bit when I dropped my Genesis. So that was the Lost Shine Garo, I think, is what it was.
What about you, Scott? Which one do you like the most?
I forgot who I dropped the Genesis on.
I did too, so that kind of makes it fit. They all look good, to be fair. I mean, this
right.
seems like a show that...
Yeah, but the reason this question is always asked is the very last question when we say, who was the coolest? Because by this time, you've seen everybody, and you're
yep.
supposed to pick the person that you think was your favorite, not the person that got the highest score. This is your chance to say who you think was the coolest
actually
person. And I think
fuck,
the
yeah.
most unique, and we never see it repeated, oftentimes the Archers are relegated to the... fifth weakest female character.
And yeah. This time...
This time, the
this
Archer
dude's
was legitimately...
an asshole.
Yeah, this time,
he
the Archer was legitimately
only to
cool.
kill you.
That's the reason I picked the Archer. Just like my favorite Archer is right down there. The Ranger Slayer
Rangers,
is fucking
that's because
amazing.
Ranger Slayer is not your typical fucking Kimberly. She's badass.
Right. That is one of my all-time favorite Rangers that have ever been created.
Actually,
and
reading,
it was created in a comic book.
Reading the comics and stuff... I think Ranger Slayer is my favorite.
Dude, she's
Ranger.
Fucking amazing.
But she's not canon.
She's not canon.
So
that reverts me back to being Jin as my favorite.
For Pink? Absolutely.
Yes,
Jin.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's not even questioned.
There's no question. Yes. No. No. When you watch that series, you find out real quick why she's the leader.
So Bill says Archer.
Yep,
I'm
I say Archer.
Lost Shine. Shane's saying the Cobalt dude. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Sorry, guys.
Got.
I'm trying to recognize the one I liked in here somewhere, but they had so many people crammed in here. Otherwise, I'll just have to pick front and center guy.
The gold?
The base.
Really?
Base guy.
Oh, I wouldn't have picked him as the coolest guy in this group ever.
Well, at least I didn't pick a C-3PO version.
I
don't even
see
that
the
version.
Gold. It's the gold. That's what hurts him.
Yeah.
That gold is one of those colors that, even though he is really cool... Gold, you either get it right or you get it wrong. It's and sometimes
it's basically,
especially when there's too fucking much of it.
Yeah.
The reason why it works well for the Gold Ranger is because it's paired with the black.
Yeah.
So it's
and
not
that really highlights.
So it's
it.
Not real. So it's not all gold. Like it's making it look tacky. Now the pyramid, on the other hand, which is all gold, is tackier than shit.
See, but and now you're saying that where Bill could literally turn and backhand you.
It's true.
Oh. You wouldn't do that.
I will. There has been a quick request before you get to yours.
Fair enough.
Throw your hair back.
I can't.
There's a person in chat whose birthday it is,
I refuse
and they were
to
wondering
the
if we
Tuck.
Could wish them
this
a happy
Bill
birthday.
Now.
Come on, Friar Tuck.
Does he want us to sing him happy birthday?
No,
no
we cannot do that.
We will get copywritten.
No,
copyright.
We will get sued.
Yeah, that's actually a copywritten thing now.
Really?
You have to have your own birthday song.
Yep.
That's why the restaurants come out now and go, happy, happy birthday, we bring on a drummer, happy birthday, we're forgetting the matches, goodbye. Here's a cupcake.
Yep.
Or a bowl of ice cream with a brownie in it.
Yep.
So, Jake Schuster, from everyone here at the Sentai Review, happy fucking birthday. Hope you enjoyed the super mega episode, Bill is Bald.
Sing it, Shane.
In 18 days, it's my birthday.
Yeah, and in 19 days, it's my girlfriend's birthday.
Yep. Come on, Shane.
Oh, I'm not singing.
Shane, this is birthday.
And in 100 and something.
Gotta give him something, man.
Bye.
No, we ain't done yet, bitch. We got 6 minutes.
I gave him something.
He says bye.
All right, so what you got, Seth? Which dude, you know, rocked your jimmies the hardest?
Oh, the dragon.
The Dargan?
Oh, wait, he's not here, so I guess then I'm going to have to go with Purple Buhamet.
Behemoth?
Or Behemoth, yes.
Yeah, Behemoth.
I was about to be like...
That's a fucking Behemoth, man.
Me am tired.
Me am tired. Probably are.
Yeah, it's getting to be about bedtime, and I still got to drive home.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hot as fuck, because the window's open.
All right, so that's the Garo
all this humidity.
Done.
Yep, we're done with him.
Yep,
so
he can be tossed off the list.
So we will mention this. We were going to do 0-1 today.
I didn't get around to changing it on the flashlight.
Shenanigans. So we'll get to it eventually.
Maybe next time, maybe not.
Well,
next
time we're going to be doing something other than writers. You got to remember, we got to keep the cycle spinning, because if we just keep doing writer after writer after writer, bad things happen.
It's true.
Okay, Shane. Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.